Zok the Mishnah Vayitra, Masechtas Bava Kama, Perik Tes, Mishnah Vav. Someone steals from his friend, swears that he didn't. Then he's Maidah. It makes no difference whether Edim came and afterwards he was Maidah, or Edim didn't come at all. The Allah is, besides for paying back the Karen, the Karen means the basic amount. I stole $10, I have to give back $10. In addition to that, in order for him to have a kapara, for the Eibishter to be moichalim completely, I mean, it's a terrible aveira, not just the gzela, but the shvua, he lied, swore falsely. He has to be moisef a chaimish, a fifth, to the baalim, and to bring a karbin asham, that's called asham gzeles. Now, what is the din, says the Mishnah, nosan leyes hakeren, if the gazlim paid the keren, he paid the $10, but v'loy nosan es hachaimish, he didn't give him the extra fifth. And now when he wants to give him the fifth, he says, where's the nixal? Where's the person I stole from? Oh, no, he went to Madai. Well, good news. He doesn't have to go to Madai to return the fifth, meaning that he already did return the basic $10, which is called the Karen. Or, says the Mishnah Vayter, Machalik, let's say the nixal was Meichel the Gazlin ala Karen. He said, you don't have to pay me back the $10, but Voloi Machalik ala Chaimish. He wasn't Meichel the extra fifth. So I would think, well, now that he didn't pay anything, he should have to go after him to Madai. We say no, he still doesn't have to. Third case, Machaloi alzevi alze. The nigzel said, you don't have to pay me the basic $10. Now, we're soon going to see what he means to say is, you don't have to pay me most of the $10, and you don't have to pay me back the chayosh. Chutz mi pachas mi shavapruta bekeren. I'm just not meichel you on less than a shavapruta of the keren. Less than a shavapruta of the $10, something I want you to pay me back. So, of course, he has to pay him back that amount that he's not meichel on him, but for that, for less than a shavapruta, he would not have to follow him to Madai. In all these cases, Einoi Tzarech, the Gazlin, would not have to, he would not be required, Leilech Achrav. In the first two cases, because there's no Karen, the Baalim were meichel on the Karen. And in the last case, the Karen was reduced to less than a Shavapruta, because he told him he's meichel on everything besides for less than a Shavapruta. But in the next three cases, he will have to follow him even to the other side of the world. Zakta Mishnah Nosan, if the Gazlin gave the Nigzal Es HaChoymish, the fifth, but V'loi Nosan Es HaKaren, he didn't pay the Etzim $10 yet. Or Machaloi, the second case is the Nigzal, again the Nigzal means the victim, was Meichel the Choymish. Machaloi al HaChoymish, you don't have to pay me back the Choymish, but I do want the $10. V'loi Machaloi al HaKaren, he was not Meichel on the principal. Or, third case, Machaloi al Zeh vi al Zeh. He was Meichelin basically for almost the whole $10 and the Chaimish, Chutz mi Shava Pruta Bekeren. He says, but a Shava Pruta of the Karen you have to pay me. Well, being that there's a Shava Pruta left, Sarach Leilech, the Gazlin is going to have to travel after him, Sarach Leilech Achrav, and even if he travels to Madai, book tickets and go. That's the price for swearing falsely. In all these three cases, he's still Chai of the Karen. Okay, quickly chazering over. We had three cases where he wouldn't have to go after him, three cases that he would have to go after him. If he paid him the Karen when he was here, but he didn't have a chance to pay the extra fifth. Or if he was Meichel him on the Karen, but he wasn't Meichel the Chaimish, although he wasn't Meichel the Chaimish. Or he was basically Meichel on both, with the exception of less than a Shavapruta of the Karen. He said, that you still have to pay me. Being that in all these three cases, we don't have a Shavapruta of Karen that he still has to pay him, does not have to follow him someplace. However, in the next three cases, suppose he gave him the Chaimish, but he didn't give him the Karen. He gave him the extra fifth, but not the basic amount. Well, let's say the Nigzal was Meichel the Chaimish, but not the Karen. Or he was Meichel both with the exception of a whole Shavapruta on the Karen. In all these cases, being that there's a Shavapruta of Karen left to pay, he will have to follow him.